请仍然站立，我哋宣读神嘅话语。
Please remain standing as we read the scripture today.
我哋今日读《使徒行传》嘅二章四十四至到四十七节，崇拜主席会用中文读出，然后再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 44 to 47. The worship leaders will read today's scripture first in Chinese and then in English.
上帝的话语，信的人都在一处，凡物共用，并且卖了田产家业，照各人所需用的分给各人。他们天天同心合意行切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
The Lord's word. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts.They broke bread in their home and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
请坐。
Please be seated.
谢牧师今日为我哋传讲信息嘅题目系真教会的四重敬虔第二讲。
Today, Pastor Jin's message titledThe Fourfold Devotion of the True Church, Part 2.
各位
早晨。
Happy Sunday.
祝大好开心见到大家星期
日。Let us all rise and greet one another by saying Happy Sunday, everybody.
大家我哋起身去同大家打个招呼好吗 ？Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Good to see some new faces. Good to see some old faces.
好高兴见到啲新面孔、旧面孔。
Please join me in a word of prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Holy and merciful Father,
圣洁怜悯嘅主
，bless us this congregation this morning.
我哋求主你祝福我哋呢个会众。
Would you bless each and every one of us to hear your words?
祝福我哋每一位听你嘅话语。
And to be formed by your words.
被你的话语去模造
To be more like our Lord and Savior Jesus.
更像我们的主耶稣基督
For your glory unto your glory alone.
是为着你自己的荣耀，唯独是你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Now would you open your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 44.
请打开你的圣经，《使徒行传》的第二章四十四节。
While you're there, I want to mention two things before we begin.
我想提两样嘢。
First is that we are walking together through grace in motion from Jerusalem to New York City. What is the church?
我哋讲紧嘅咧就系话咧，恩典跃动由耶路撒冷去到纽约市，究竟教会系乜嘢
？So last Sunday in part one, we saw Luke's first photograph of the Christian church.
上個星期日我哋睇到路加佢形容到第一個嘅教會係點樣嘅
？The church that is binding to the risen Christ in four ways: the word, the body, the table, and the throne.
呢個教會用四個方法去與基督去聯繫，就係藉住佢嘅話語、佢嘅肢體、佢嘅聖桌同埋佢嘅寶座。
And second, we saw that it is this gathered around Christ community.On the foundation of Christ's gospel, in which the ordinary means of grace are received or communicated.
第二就係話呢個聚集嘅社群，佢哋係建基於喺基督嘅福音上邊，藉住呢啲恩典嘅渠道。
Remember, the word is preached, the sacrament is administered, and the prayers.Rise from this body of Christ to the throne of grace.
是包括宣讲的话语、施行的圣礼、肢体的祈祷。
This is very important because it shapes how we worship.
这个很重要，因为它塑造我们怎样敬拜。
And we want to worship in a way that Christ is pleased.
我们用一个方法去是基督所喜悦的去敬拜祂。
Which means we're not adding more to what Christ has appointed.
也就是说呢，我们不是在基督所设立的东西上面再加一些东西上去。
Or to remove elements of liturgy from what Christ has appointed.
又或者在基督所设立的上面呢，是拿走一些东西。
Because we love Jesus.
因为我们爱耶稣。
Therefore we worship the way he wants us to worship.
所以我们去用他希望我们敬拜他的方法去敬拜。
So last week we saw part one, what the church is bound to.And this morning in part two, we're going to see what Luke has decided to show. So, what comes out of it?
所以上个礼拜日我们提到就是说有什么东西让我们从基督去连结，而今天我们就是看到说教会有什么东西在之后是可以涌流出来。
Meaning when a church is truly bound to Christ, being saturated with his word, administering sacraments, and prayers are rising,What flows out of that church?
就是说当有教会与基督是紧紧的联系的时候，他们在当中有祈祷，有圣礼施行，肢体的聚会，然后之后有什么东西在当中会流出来呢？
Now with your Bible, I don't know which version you have, let us all rise, and as you have your Bible, open to Acts 2, and we're going to read in the language thatis of your preference together.
有圣经的时候请你打开，我们一起去读，用你所用的语言去读。
Now this is ESV, what we just read, what the worship leaders read were, I think it was NIV, but this is ESV, so if you have your Bible, please stand and open your Bible and read together with me.
请可以的话请希腊我们一起读这段圣经。
This is Book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 44 to 47.Ready, set, go. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had needed. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts,praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Please pray with me. Lord, we stand before the finished work once for all of our gracious Jesus. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit, the same power that fell upon the Pentecost,
我们祈祷那个将这个圣灵的能力是落在五旬节教会的之上的
That raised Jesus from dead
同一个灵是使基督从死里复活
We pray that you would not only grant us the clarity of mind but fire in our hearts
不单止给我们清楚的头脑的知识和我们心里面有火
That we may understand the church, the body of Christ through understanding the death of your suffering and your glory
藉著明白你的受苦和榮耀去看到教會是怎樣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督的名。
Amen. You may be seated.
請坐。
The first point, when the Spirit, when the church is bound to Christ, the Holy Spirit sends the church into shared life. So shared life would flow out.
当教会是与基督是紧密的联合的时候，这个圣灵呢就会将这个教会是达成一个共享的生命，这个共享的生命是流出来。
Let's look at verse 44.
我们看44节。
All who believed were together.
信的人都在一处。
And had all things in common.
凡物共用。
And 45.They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
由45節他說並且賣了田產家業照各人所需用的分給各人。
Now some of you may think, is he promoting Marxism here?
有些人會問他是不是推崇緊這個馬克思主義呢?
Because that sounds like Marxism.
听落好似系马克思主义。
Sell your possessions and share in with your community.
去卖晒你嘅家当同你嘅周围嘅人去分享。
But we're not talking about Marxism.
但我哋唔系讲紧马克思主义。
Because Luke is not really telling the early church abolished their private properties.
因為路加呢度講緊就話佢哋並唔係要去將所有私人嘅財產全部賣曬。
Now the Greek verbs that are used by Luke for selling and distributing were in imperfect progressive tense。
因為喺路加所用嘅希臘文，佢動詞佢話去變賣所有變賣呢啲嘢嗰個字嘅詞咧，係一個未完成嘅進行式。
Which may signify as needs arose。
就表達咗就係話當有需要嘅時候。
So to be clear, we're not seeing a picture of 12 disciples, apostles walking around with clipboard and saying, "Did you sell it? Did you share it? Did you contribute?" No, we're not looking at that. That's not what it is.
所以個圖畫就唔係話嗰十二個門徒咧，佢哋揸住一塊板，然後周圍去問：你賣咗呢樣未？你賣咗嗰樣未？唔係咁樣嘅。
And on this specific topic, the great French Protestant reformer John Calvin warns the church against two equal errors.
喺呢方面，加爾文去警告教會有兩個嘅錯謬。
On the one side, the Anabaptist era of forced communalism, which turns Luke's narrative into a mandate to liquidate every possession.
第一就係話嗰個重洗派佢哋宣講嘅就係話咧係要強硬嘅，佢哋一齊要共享呢啲嘢，就即係話咧佢哋要賣曬，佢哋去。嚴格的去叫他們一定要買曬啲嘢。
But on the other hand,
另一方面
John Calvin warns that the carnal error of treating Acts 2 as irrelevant to economic life today, Calvin says both Anabaptist way and irrelevancy, they are making an error.
他指出的第二個錯誤就是說有些人去看這件事跟今日的經濟的生活是完全沒有關係。加爾文都話你咁樣諗係錯嘅。
Because shared life of Christian body is more than economy。
因為喺基督肢體裏邊一個共同嘅生活，唔單止係講到經濟層面嘅嘢。
What Luke is attempting to do here is to describe making sure that his readers understand what the church community, the koinonia, is all about.
路加想指出的就是说这个基督的群体的实际的意义，就是说在团契上面的意义，这个字是什么意思？
He's trying to say, when the Spirit gets hold of the body of believers, this is going to happen.
他说当这个圣灵去找住这群的信徒的时候，这样的事就会发生。
And sometimes you feel like it's too extreme.
有時你會覺得好似好極端。
Because for Luke, he saw the foretaste of the extreme goodness people of God in eschatology bring it to now.
因為佢睇到嘅就係話嗰個末世嘅景況，就係話當呢啲人去聚集嘅時候，嗰種嘅喜樂，而家今日係睇到。
So sometimes we live in that balance between it is too good to be true for us to perform or for us to obey, and yet there are.Still, the remnants of original sin that we have to really repent on a daily basis.
Because 有一方面，我哋睇到自己好似要顺服嘅时候，好似觉得好高兴自己做到；但另一方面，我哋依然有个原罪喺边，我哋每一日都仍然要去更新，要去悔改。
At least when the Spirit of the Lord birthed the new covenant community, this was happening, and this is where we're going when we enter the kingdom of God.
就至少就係話呢個聖靈去傾灌喺呢啲嘅教會嘅身上嘅時候，咁樣嘅嘢就要發生，並且我哋期望我哋將來我哋係咁樣嘅方向。
So verses 44, what we read in verses 44 to 45 are the picture of heavenly koinonia that we will all enter into.
所以第44至到45節所形容嘅就係話我哋將來要進入嗰個團契嘅一個狀況。
Let us also take a moment to think about the demographics of these people.
咁我哋再諗下呢啲人究竟包括啲咩人
？Remember, there were 120 disciples speaking in tongues, and people were gathered and said, "They're speaking in my language."
記唔記得有120個信徒喺當中去用佢嘅語言去講説唔同嘅語言方言去講説話
？And then there were 3,000 who were baptized and converted, and they were mostly diaspora Jews who came.To Jerusalem at the time that season.
有三千人係受洗信主，呢啲人咧就同唔同嘅地方嚟到係過節嘅。其實
some of them were Parthians, some of them Medes, some of them Elamites. some from Egypt, some from Rome, or even from Cappadocia.
有從巴提亞人，有馬代人、以蘭人，有嚟自埃及，有嚟自羅馬嘅，有加帕多加嘅訪客。
You think about it, they all came to Jerusalem for a feast, Jewish feast, and they got saved.
佢哋嚟到有耶路撒冷係要過節，但係佢哋得救。
And then they're not going home.
而佢哋就唔翻屋企啦。
They're not really going home anymore now.
佢而家唔再翻屋企。
So they needed beds, they needed food, clothes, shoes, everything.
譬如有地方住嘅，有食物，有衣服。
So what did the wealthier believers do?
咁當咁有更加富有嘅信徒，佢哋做乜嘢咧
？The wealthier believers began to sell their possessions, their houses, lands, properties, whatever they had.
比較富有嘅信徒就開始去變賣佢哋擁有嘅財產。
No, once again, I want to remind you, it's not because Peter demanded it, or Matthew or Luke demanded it.
我再提醒大家，唔係話當時嘅門徒要求佢哋要咁樣做。
But in that specific moment of the birthplace of the new Christian community, the Holy Spirit had opened their eyes to the need of God's people.
但就係嗰一刻，呢個聖靈去打開佢哋嘅眼睛，讓嗰啲眼佢哋咧去睇到呢啲信徒嘅需要。
No, it has been 2,000 years since then and now.
咁已經過咗二千年。
And if you look at, if you read any documents on the church history, we see churches.Giving, sharing, and receiving, and so forth. But what does really happen in our hearts when we don't live like this?
我哋睇到教會過往嘅時間有會收會施予，咁但係當我哋而家今日我哋睇到呢咁嘅狀況，而我哋唔咁樣做嘅時候，點咧
？I guess that was a problem that the fourth and fifth century church fathers had to deal with the church.
咁呢個就係正正係第四、第五世紀當時嘅教會要面對嘅問題。
For example, Augustine the Hippo, of the fourth century theologian, one of the most important church fathers, he phrased it like this: "Homo incurvatus in se."
咁啊，當時第四世紀最重要嘅一個傳道人，佢所講嘅就係話嗰個字眼就係話佢啲人去只係指向自己嗰度。
That basically means humanity curved in on itself.
就是人呢是只是顾住自己。
And Luther made it the heart of Reformation anthropology in the 16th century.
16世纪啊，路德呢，他讲到这件事更加。
Because we knew what the Bible says. The word of God said sin is not first a list of bad things that we commit.
因為我哋知道罪首先唔係話一系列嘅清單嗰啲壞嘅嘢我哋做咗嘅。
But rather, sin is a posture towards God and men.
罪就係我哋嘅一個姿態，一個點樣嘅姿態向神同埋向人。
Sin is the self bent back on the self.
罪就係話人咧，佢只係走向自己。
Hands clutching the things that God has given.
神俾我哋嘅嘢，我哋自己就牢牢嘅去揸緊。
And the eyes, the spiritual eyes are closed, but the physical eyes are turned inward.
而眼，我哋嘅属灵嘅眼睛去紧闭，而攞肉身嘅眼睛咧就系净系睇住自己。
And the most dangerous form of sin of this curvature is what theologians would call sins of omission.
神学家讲到最严重嗰样嘢就系话咧，嗰个我哋唔去行出唔系行善嘅罪。
Right, like we.Commit sin by doing what God told us not to do, and by not doing what God told us to do.
因為我哋犯罪就係話我哋做咗一啲神叫我哋唔好做嘅嘢，並且我哋唔做一啲神叫我哋要做嘅嘢。
And the theologians would have said, "Closed hands that you clench on. It's the closed doors, it's the closed tables, it's the closed mouth are sins of omission."
神學家就話你嗰對緊閉嘅手就好似你自己嘅。你關咗自己家門，你自己嘅餐桌唔歡迎任何人，
might,
你去唔去行善
？Some of you might say it's just the one person from centuries ago. How can we believe what he says？
咁你話可能呢啲幾個世紀以前嘅人講嘅嘢，我點樣相信佢咧
？But about the same time period, there was one of the greatest preacher that the church has ever known. His name is John Chrysostom.
咁係當時一個好偉大嘅傳道人約翰克里索斯塔。
And he was actually preaching this text to the people in Constantinople 1600 years ago.
唔係1600年前，佢喺君士坦丁堡向信徒去講呢段説話。
He looked at his wealthy congregation.
佢望住嗰啲有錢嘅信徒。
And he looked at Acts 2.
由佢睇下《使徒行傳》第二章。
And he said the absence of this kind of shared life was evidence that the gospel had not yet truly penetrated our hearts.
佢話喺你哋當中冇一個共享嘅生命嘅時候，就係一個證據，就係表明咗呢個福音冇真正進入到你哋嘅生命裏邊。
This is a hard word.
一個好嚴厲嘅説話。
And it should land today as it landed then.
在当时是应用 今日都是用得到。
Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to ask you to go sell your possessions right after this.
不要误会，我不是叫你崇拜之后就即刻走去变卖你的家产。
But what I'm trying to say is that the community of believers has a different angle of perspective when they looked at the needs of God's people.
我想讲的就是说信徒当他们看到人的需要的时候，他们有一个不同的眼光。
And I'm not going to say that it is possible by every one of us here, because I know such degree of extreme form of sharing is humanly impossible.
因为我知道喺在人嚟讲，咁样嘅咁极端嘅分享系好困难嘅。
If one of you came up to me after the service and said, Pastor Jim, why don't you show me or set a good example by you selling all your possessions?
咁又會唔可能會有個人走崇拜之後走嚟同我講話啊，牧師啊，你不如啊做一個示範，你賣曬你啲嘢先咯。
And then maybe offer it to the building committee or missions.
又將啲錢咧就俾曬啊建堂委員會。
It's humanly impossible.
喺人嚟講係冇可能。
I will give you a list of reasons why that is impossible.
我會俾一系列嘅原因講你聽點解係冇可能。
But what if?
但係如果
We were converted by the gospel of Jesus.
我哋被耶稣嘅福音去改变。
What if?
如果
my life is captivated by the love of God has been shown in His gospel.
我系被神喺福音上边彰显咗嘅爱所找紧嘅时候。
Then there might be a different posture that is arising in our hearts.
可能喺我心里边。有一個不同的姿態去表現出來。
We may not be able to sell everything, but we would not be spending more than we need.
可能我們不會賣曬自己所有嘢，但是可能我會去在自己身上花少啲嘅錢。
Once again, no such selling possessions and giving and sharing earn us anything from God, because Christ has already earned everything for us.
无论我们卖了多少东西，我们都不能够在神里面赚到什么东西回来，因为耶稣基督已经为我们去 胜利了。
But when we are truly united to Christ, my Lord and Savior,
但如果我们真正的和我们的救主是一起去联合的时候，
our conscience would burn and we would simply cannot stay more than what we need while our brothers are suffering.
我们的内心，我们的就會有一個良知，就是說當我們的弟兄是受苦的時候，我們不會在自己身上花多一點。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says Christ himself emptied himself.
哥林多後書第八章第九節，耶穌基督他知道自己，他將自己去倒空。
And this is the exact word of Paul describing Christ. Though he was rich, for your sake he became poor.
他说我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，因为你们的缘故成了贫穷。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
I know this is humanly impossible,
我知道在人来说是不可能，
but nothing is impossible to God.
但对神来说什么都有可能。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
Christ himself were rich and yet emptied himself for you and me.
耶稣基督为了你和我，他本来富足反成为贫穷。
How can we live more like Christ that we love?
我们怎样可以活得更加像耶稣基督呢？
Brothers and sisters that I love in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，我们爱耶稣基督。
What is it that you are still clenching tight?
有什么你仍然是抓紧住呢？
Not just financially speaking,
不是说只是经济上的东西，
but that adds value to your faith and your identity.
是不是你自己的面子，你的身份呢？
It could be your future success without God's intervention.
係咪喺你將來冇神嘅介入，你自己所賺出嚟嘅成功咧？
Longevity without God putting your life into the hands of God。
又或者你唔將自己嘅生命擺喺神上邊，而又想賺得一個長壽咧？
It could be peaceful mind with management rather than omission and obedience to God。
是不是不去顺服神，而又尝试用自己的方法去管理自己的生命呢？
Or if you're a parent, well-being of your children, or simply prosperity in general.
又或者如果你父母的时候，是不是只是为了你自己的子女的将来的好处，或者是自己有一个安乐的生活呢？
Church,
教会，
the body of Christ,
基督的身体，
whom we confess Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
我们承认耶稣基督是我们的主的时候，
The Holy Spirit may be telling you this morning, you already know the answer in your heart.
聖靈今天早上講你聽，你知已經知道個答案係乜嘢。
We know the one thing that we hold on to when we were to give everything, empty ourselves though we were rich, like our Lord Jesus.
我哋知道我哋要將自己倒空，以致我哋可以像耶穌基督一樣富足。
And I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, maybe that clenching thing is exactly the opposite of gospel-driven life.
可能你所找緊嗰樣嘢就係同呢個福音嘅生命相違背嘅嘢。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
I know it's hard and it's humanly impossible, but at least by the help of the Holy Spirit, would you join me to cast your life into His hands today?
係難嘅，係在人嚟講係好難，但係求主藉聖靈，让我们将我们的生命呢是放在神的手里面。
When you look back, everything was God's grace.
因为当你看回转头，所有的东西都是神的恩典。
Because when you look back, everything was His gifts.
所有的东西都是祂给的礼物。
If Abraham could offer Isaac to God,
如果亚伯拉罕能够将以撒去献上给神，
there must be our own Isaac we are holding on to today.
可能我们自己生命里面都揸紧自己嗰个以撒。
And I pray that we would be able to let that go when He asks of it.
我希望如果神去咁样叫你嘅时候，你能够去放手。
And let us be fully saturated and united to Christ who is risen.
让我们能够喺基督嘅里面，我们联合，基督系已经复活。
Second point.
第二點，
the Spirit would now send the church that has been united to Christ into shared food or shared bread.
这个圣灵就会将这个教会差派去共享这个一个餐，一个筵席。
And before we move on, just for one point, if God sees your offering,Just like God provided everything for Abraham, He did not have to sacrifice Isaac. He will meet you with greater purpose and greater provision. So come to Jesus.
有一点就是说，如果神能够去供应亚伯拉罕，以致亚伯拉罕不需要献上以撒的时候，你咪都可以这样做，神是会为你去供应。
It's not going to be easy because it's going to be a step of your faith into dark.Of unknown place.
因为这个你要去踏出信心的一步，因为你走入一个黑暗的地方，你不知道是怎样。
But may the Holy Spirit would remind you once again, your life, you're not the Lord of it no longer, but Christ is Lord and Savior of my life.
让神去提醒你，你不是自己的主人，基督才是你生命的主。
So yeah, that's a shared life.And now shared bread.
刚才讲的是共享的生命，现在是一个共享的。
Verse 46 reads, And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, and they received their food with gladness and generous hearts.
第四十六节，他们天天同心合意，行设地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜，诚实的心用饭。
There's no more transactional lifestyle here.
讲到个生命系点样转变。
When you give, everybody is joyful.
当你去俾出嚟嘅时候咧，大家都有喜乐。
When you receive, everybody is generous.
当你去接受嘅时候，所有嘅人都系慷慨。
Now, some of you may have wondering all week, what's the distinction or differences between breaking of the bread in verse 42 that we saw last week And today is breaking bread in their homes in verse 46.
可能有啲人喺呢個禮拜都問嚇，上個禮拜講嘅42節嗰個麥餅同今日46節講嘅麥餅有咩分別咧？
Just to recap from last week in verse 42, we saw that there was a definite article before the bread and breaking, the breaking of the bread.
第42節我哋上個禮拜講到嘅話就係嗰個麥餅之前有一個喺翻譯裏邊有一個定冠詞，就係知道。
And this was the same phrase, same exact expression that Luke uses in his Koine Greek when he was writing about those uncle and auntie Cleopas going down the road of Emmaus and when risen Christ broke the bread and gave thanks and gave it to them.
那個字他路加特別是在形容到在以馬五斯路上面的信徒遇上基督，然後基督跟他們一起抹餅的時候用同一嘅字眼。
And you remember when they broke the bread, when they received the bread from Christ after blessing and giving thanks, they recognized him, and their eyes were open, and their hearts were enkindled, and say, "Did we not have our hearts burned on fire when Christ spoke to us?"
当啊喺嗰度，当基督去祝福咗擘开呢个饼嘅时候咧，呢个信徒嘅眼就开打开咗去认得耶稣基督边个，然后佢哋话我哋当呢个人同我哋讲呢。嗰啲説話嘅時候，我哋心裏邊唔係火熱嘅咩
？And the same phrase was used by early Syriac translators, and they simply translated as the Eucharist.
咁同一個字眼咧，喺早期啊，敍利亞翻譯教會嘅人咧，佢哋亦用呢個字去翻譯到聖餐呢個字。
The Eucharist is actually a Greek. It is derived from the Greek word Eucharistia, which means to give thanks.
咁啊，呢個聖餐喺希臘文 Eucharistia 呢個字咧，就係話係感恩。
The EU the prefix means well or good, and charis means gift or grace。
咁兩個字包括咗係好嘅，另一個字就係恩典禮物。
And it is called Eucharist because it's echoing the gospel writers when they recorded that Jesus gave thanks when breaking bread and blessing the cup.
特別是形容到紀念到耶穌基督去擘餅的時候，他首先是去感恩，然後擘餅去為這個主。
In verse 42, we see that this giving thanks, the breaking of the bread, was sandwiched between the apostles' teaching and the prayers. So he is telling us that this is not just a normal a daily meal, but it is a special Lord's Supper.
當講到這件事的時候，就是提到門徒去教導他們關於祈禱和信徒生活的團契當中夾在中間。
So once again, the verse 42 is the breaking of the bread with the article.
再次42章所講的那個抹餅是一個定冠詞，講到那一個抹餅。
It is situated in between apostles' teaching, then the fellowship or the breaking of the bread and the prayers, which are three ordinary means of grace God communicates the benefits of the redemption.
是夾在當這個門徒使徒去教導這個團契祈禱的時候呢，這三樣東西都是對於基督徒的生活重要的恩典。
46, there's no article in Greek.
第46節那個抹餅呢，沒有這個定冠詞，希臘文的定冠詞當中。
It's just breaking bread. In English translation, we don't have the bread in verse 42, but in Greek it does. And verse 46 in Greek it doesn't.
咁喺46節咧，亦都喺英文翻譯冇講到特定嘅嗰一個餅。
Now you might be wondering, is Luke how credible is Luke's Greek, and how good was his writing? Was he just making a mistake?
咁你都問，可能路加佢嘅希臘文本身唔係咁好咧。
That's highly unlikely because we know the theologians would study the Koine Greek of the biblical Greek, and we see that the Luke's Greek is even more sophisticated and greater in its articulation than Paul himself.
因為當神學家去研究路加所寫的文字記錄的時候呢，他看到路加所用的希臘文呢是更加是細膩更加仔細，比保羅更加仔細。
Maybe he was the physician, but his Koine Greek is probably one of the highest quality of Koine Greek that we find in the New Testament.
他用的希臘文呢是在我們新約聖經所看到的希臘文裡面是最高層次的。
And in his writing skills of high quality, he drops the article. So there must be a reason.
咁喺佢咁好嘅寫嘅文字當中，佢冇將呢個定冠詞加喺呢個麥餅嘅之前咧，可能係特別有個意思。
And they ate house to house. So, and then he tells what the meal is. They receive with their food with glad and generous hearts. So we understand this shared meal or dinner is just more like a family dinner.
他们分享的饭食，他们每日的用饭，好像就是在家庭里面平时的进餐一样。Verse 42,
as it is, has a definite article and a sandwich between two other ordinary means of God's grace, we understand that it to be a Lord's Supper.
而42节所讲的就是特定是指到这个圣餐
done by the same community through two different meals.
在同一个社群里面有两种不同的饭食。
Well, if that is true, PJ, some of you might be asking, where's the cup?
那你们问,那个杯在哪里呢?
In verse 42, if it's Lord's Supper, why does Luke not mention the cup?
如果42节是讲到这个圣餐的时候，为什么路加没有提到这个杯呢?
The answer is what Greeks call, and the theologians would have answered, that it is a synecdoche, which means to naming the part of for the entire thing.
在神学来说，这个特别的说法就是说，只是说一样东西的时候，其实含义就是包括了它的所有。
In the first temple Jewish period, breaking of the bread was a standard expression, a shorthand for the entire covenant meal. So everybody would understand that this was the bread and the wine when Luke has mentioned it.
因为在世纪里面所讲的抹饼的时候，其实就包括了一起去饮这个杯。在当时的信徒，他们明白是这样的意思。So
in short, verse 42, we see the holy table that has been administered when people were gathered on Sunday. And verse 46 are the home tables from Monday through Saturday.
在42节所讲的就是星期日主日的时候，他们一起去聚集去进食这个圣餐，然后在星期一至星期六里面，就是46节所讲的，他们天天用饭，就在人的家里面去进食。The
same community that gathered around the holy table are the same community that are gathering around our home table.
同一个群体，他们聚集在这个圣桌的前面，亦都是这班人在家里面一起去用饭的一班人。
The sacred holy meal flowed into ordinary meals of the people in houses.
这个圣餐，它流向一个平时家人所用的用饭的当中。
So, if Christ has fed us at his table,
如果基督在他的圣桌里面去喂养了我们,
technically speaking, our kitchen table becomes God's table for the feast of all believers.
在技术上来说，我们家的桌也成为了神所使用的圣桌，让我们给我们和其他的信徒一起享用。
I cannot explain why, but if you've studied churches around the world, doesn't matter which language and culture and where, those who are being added in their numbers are the ones that has a strong small group fellowship group programs.
如果你是研究在世界上所有的教会的时候，你看到他们怎样增长人数，就是说他们都有一个很强的团契的小组。
Those who meet on a weekly basis at someone's home to breaking bread, eating together,
他们每个礼拜都在某人的家里面一起去用饭，一起分享。
Sharing life together with fellow believers.
是跟其他的信徒一起分享生命。
And they feel secured.
他们觉得有平安。
As they share prayer requests and hear others praying in the name of Jesus for the protection of our family and our households.
他们分享他们代祷的需要，也都听到其他人为他们的家人、他们的家的人去祈祷。
I don't know why, but it just seems to be that way. Every single church that I know that is growing in their numbers have a good small group meetings and qualitative time together in a smaller groups.
在所有增长的教会里面，他们都有一个很强的小组，他们的团契，他们一起去聚集。
Now my challenge to you this morning is,
今天早上给你的挑战。
Whose name is on that empty seat in your dinner table?
在你的餐桌上面，那个空位是留给谁呢?
Maybe the new member of the church?
或者是教会里面一个新的信徒?
Or maybe the lonely uncle or auntie?
或者一个孤单的长辈?
Or maybe our young generation who is trying so hard to pass the exam or try to get a job.
或者係我哋年輕嘅一輩，佢哋嘗試要努力嘅考試或者係揾工。
Sharing meals become so extraordinary.
一齊分享用飯係好唔同嘅。
More than what we call visitation or even a fellowship.
唔係淨係好似一單單嘅一個探訪，即係個普通嘅團契。
Now, when that happens with the shared life and a shared meal, what follows next is shared worship.
当一齐去共享用饭嘅时候，跟住流向乜嘢咧？就系话一齐嘅去敬拜。
From verse 46, it says, "Day by day, attending the temple together," and goes into verse 47, saying, "Praising God."
第四十四节，佢哋每一日一齐去用饭，然后第四十七节，佢哋去一齐去赞美神。
Now, unlike many of us think, the early church still did not abandon the temple entirely.
咁係啊，好似唔同有啲人所諗嘅就係話，第一世紀佢哋並冇去嚇係完全嘅去遺棄咗呢個聖殿。
They were Christian Jews.
佢哋係猶太嘅基督徒。
So they went to the temple every day.
佢哋每日嘅去聖殿。
Not because temple sacrifices are saving them.
唔係話聖殿裏邊嘅獻祭能夠去拯救佢哋。
Because Christ had ended.Old Testament sacrificial system once for all on that cross.
因为耶稣基督已经在十字架上边去终结咗旧约所讲嘅献祭嘅过程。
But they continued to go to the temple because that Solomon's portico was the public square where people gathered.
佢哋仍然去圣殿嘅里边，因为嗰个所罗门廊其实就好似一个广场咁，有啲人喺嗰度去聚集。
Day by day, the 12 disciples preached there.
每一日啊，十二門徒喺嗰度去宣講。
And day by day, people were added to the new community of Christian Jews.
每一日係有人係加入佢哋呢啲嘅猶太人嘅基督徒。
And they were praising God and worship rose there.
佢哋喺當中去讚美神、敬拜神。
Daily together with gladness.
每一日係喜樂咁樣做。
They attended the table daily, attended the temple daily. They had meals together in their homes and praised God together.
佢哋喺嗰個聖殿裏邊一齊去聚集，佢哋喺屋企裏邊一齊去用飯，佢哋一齊去敬拜神。
Together, one accord, one breath, one passion.
一齊有一個同一嘅心意，同一個嘅呼吸。
Now the same word Luke also uses, the same word is in chapter 1.
咁佢用同一個字喺好似第一章所用嘅。
Right before when the Pentecost, when the Spirit had come in the upper room where the disciples were gathered to pray.
係當呢個聖靈喺五旬節降臨呢個樓房上邊嘅門徒嘅當中之前。
It is the one unified posture of the people of God toward their God.
係呢班人係有同一個心意、同一個嘅姿態去向住神。
And that expectation, that posture that expected God's promise to be fulfilled and actualized in their life continued on as the habit of their new life.
他们在当中所期望神会成就他所应许的事，变成了他们新的生命里面每一日的期待。
It's daily because not only when they want it, not only in isolation and privacy, not in grumpiness or dissatisfaction,But daily together with gladness.
是每一日的，是欢喜快乐的，不是有埋怨，不是觉得很麻烦这样的。
In other words, it was with leaping joy.
是跳跃的喜乐。
It was with deep gladness they met daily together.
是很深入的一种的喜乐，他们一起去聚集。
That was only possible because the supernatural reality of what Christ has done was captivating and directing and being Lord over their life.
咁樣係有可能嘅，只係當因為耶穌基督佢嘅拯救已經捉住咗佢哋嘅生命，去引領佢哋去咁樣做。
We often hear the people telling us you need to have a goal and be ambitious about it。
我哋成日聽到話有人話你要有一個目標，然後你要有一個野心。
But for them, Christ was their goal of their life。
但係對於嗰啲嘅信徒嚟講，基督就係佢哋嘅目標。
For that reason, they had the resurrection joy.
因为咁样，佢哋先至有一个得救嘅喜乐。
And for that reason, this new community of the new covenant of grace was not a grim church.
以致佢哋呢个新嘅社群，一个新嘅喺约里边嘅社群，唔系一个好麻 觉得好厌烦嘅一个教会。
It was not a duty-bound church.
亦都唔系俾佢哋嘅所要被人要求要做嘢去捆绑住。
This was a joyful church, not because we are likable each other, but because we are united by not our family bloodline, but the bloodline of Jesus.
这个教会他们联合起来不是因为他们的人是可爱，而是他们联合起来因为是耶稣基督的宝血将他们联合。
I don't know if this is the same for a Chinese culture, but I still remember the day when I met my father-in-law for the first time.
我不知道你们的中国文化是怎样，但我记得我第一天去见我外父的时候是怎样。
And he told me, now we are family.
他跟我说，现在我们是一家人了。
Thicker than blood.
是血浓于水。
Thicker than water.
血浓于水。
That we are now united as one family.
我哋联合系成为一家人。
Same thing for the church. By the blood of Christ, we are united.
同样嘅系藉住耶稣基督，我哋系联合。
You know how magnificent that is. We are going to see each other when we go to heaven.
你几咁奇妙咧？因为喺我哋天堂嘅里边嘅时候，我哋亦都会彼此相见。
So be careful what you say now.
所以小心你而家讲嘅说话。
Be careful what you do now to each other.
小心你对彼此所做嘅嘢。
That person will be with you in your life forever, even after death.
因为嗰个人咧会同你一齐分享生命，甚至死咗之后都系。
Especially do good to your spouse.
即系特别对你嘅配偶好啲。
Well, they're not going to be a husband and wife because we will be all bride to the husband, our Christ. But that person is going to be there.
但喺天堂里边咧冇夫妻制，因为我哋都系基
督嘅
新妇。但是我们是同饮埋一起的。
We're on that specific topic. We see John Owen, the 17th century English Puritan, argued in his book Communion with God.
咁十七世纪嘅清教徒啊，卢云咧，佢喺书里边啊讲到啊，圣餐呢个字。
That the reason why we see the picture of the early church in Acts 2 is because each individual believer is now in a distinct fellowship with each person of the Trinity.
他说在《使徒行传》第二章所看到的图画为什么会是这样，因为每一个人呢已经是在这个三位一体的真神里面每一位当中的一个团契。
Brothers and sisters, for a moment, think about it.
让我们用少少的时间去想想。
More than any relationship that we desire,
是比我们所渴求的任何的关系是更加高。
Once we are saved,We are in a deep relationship with each person of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们得救之后，我们同每一个圣父、圣子、圣灵，每一位都有一个深入嘅团契嘅关系。
The joy that we read in Jerusalem Church is not a momentary mood swing.
喺耶路撒冷睇到嘅教会，佢哋嘅喜乐唔系只系单一时刻嘅。
It is rather the fruit of Trinitarian communion.
是与三位一体的神的联合所得出来的果子。
And joy overflows because the triune God is feeding his people.
他们的喜乐去流出来，因为这位三位一体的神呢，去喂养他的子民。
So Owen would say that we are seeing the picture of the early church in Acts 2 not producing joy on its own, but triune God producing joy in the church through the means he has appointed.
卢云在讲到《使徒行传》第二章所讲到的喜乐流出来，不是用从他们自己身上制造出来，而是这位三位一体的神和他们的团合团契当中，是使到他们流出这个喜乐。
But let's take a pause and not romanticize this early church.
我们停一停，不要尝试去美化这个早期的教会。
Because the same believers would, in few chapters later, face beatings, imprisonment, even death of stoning.
因为同一班的信徒在《使徒行传》稍后的时间会看到他们所面对的就是被人鞭打、被人收监、面对死亡。
Scattering and decades after decades of persecution.
被分散，然后好多年、好多年的逼迫。
However,
但是
their joy continued in the midst of that persecution.
在这个逼迫的当中，他们的喜乐依然是继续有。
Their gladness did not die out.
他们的喜乐并没有死亡。
How?
为什么可以这样？
Because their joy of following Jesus was deeper than experiencing suffering.
因为他们和跟随基督的喜乐是比起他们的受苦是更加大。
Because that joy of suffering unto glory laid before them could not be taken away by this world.
因为他们在他们面前所看到为他们所预备的喜乐不是比这个世界能够可以拿走的。
It was the joy of knowing Jesus died for me.
这个喜乐是知道耶稣基督为我死。
The objective truth that nobody can take away from me.
这个客观的真理不能够被任何人所拿走。
Brothers and sisters, some of you may be carrying heavy weariness or even secret prayer items in your heart this morning.
弟兄姊妹，可能你们有些人有些特别的秘密的一个祈祷的事项，又或者你带着一些的重担。
And right now is not the time for me with more devotion, more church, even more participation, more prayer. It's just daunting on me.
现在那个话要多些去教会，多些做灵修下，多些的祷告，这个不是这样的方法。
But I want to encourage you, you do not have to pump joy up from inside of you.
你不需要在你心里面特登的去挤一些的喜乐出来。
Because Christ is offering to us.
因为是基督白白的给我们。
Through the word, the sacrament, and the prayers he has appointed.
藉着他所设定的祈祷、圣礼、教会。
The same Christ who changed, converted 3,000 souls on that morning after Pentecost, he knows your name today.
那一位他在五旬节叫3,000人是相信他的，同一个主他知道你。
And he can still make us holy and meet our needs.
他仍然能够使我们是圣洁，并且是给我们供给我们的需要。
Now, last point.
最后
shared witness would overflow from the church.
共同的一起的见证就会在教会里面去涌流出来。
Verse 47 says, And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
47节，他们天天同心合意的在殿里面。
As we read, it's not the apostles who added, but it is the Lord himself.
不是这个门徒去加他们的人数，是神自己。
And it is not a single revival event, but it was day by day.
不是某一刻的发生的事情，而是每一天这样。
But before that happens, in the first part of verse 47, we read, having favor with all the people.
他们说第47节，他们说
When they saw the church that has been birthed by the Spirit of the Lord,
他们看到教会从这个圣灵里面去生出来的时候,
when they were sharing life, sharing witness, sharing bread and everything,
当他们分享他们的生命, 他们的见证, 他们的麦饼, 一切的东西的时候,
the pagan neighbors in Jerusalem actually looked at this church and liked them.
在耶路撒冷的外邦人, 他们看到他们的时候, 就很喜欢他们。
Those non-believers, idol worshippers, actually like them.
这些敬拜偶像的人，他们实际上是喜欢了他们。
Their love across social class lines was visible.
他们对他们的爱是超越了他们社会上的分隔。
Their worship was visible. Their generosity was visible.
他们的敬拜，他们的慷慨是可以用眼看到的。
And strangely,The society began to appreciate what the church is naturally doing.
而这个社会就开始去多谢当中意这个教会开始做的事。
Now I want to challenge some of you who are asking, if the Lord is the one who's adding, why bother witnessing?
有些人会问了，如果是由神去天天加给他们的人数的时候，那我们做什么要做见证呢？
Right? If you think about it, if the Lord is the one who has already elected his soul, the people who are going to be saved, why bother evangelizing?
如果是神去拯救这些人的时候，为什么我们还要去传福音呢？
Well, this is not the first time the church history that we've seen, but it has been already answered before.
这个问题呢，在之前已经其实已经回答过了。
This is the question that drifts toward hyper-Calvinism. Those who believe God will save the elect with or without me, so I just sit and wait.
啲人就會話啊，由神去拯救嘅時候，咁我坐喺度，乜嘢都唔做咪得咯。
Now, opposite error of that is Pelagian activism.
另一種嘅講法，一個相對講法就係呢種嘅柏拉豆嘅主義。
And they believe that if I do not save them, if I do not preach the gospel, no one will. So the weight of every conversion is on our shoulder.
佢哋講法就係話，如果我唔去拯救佢哋，如果我唔去做嘅時候，就冇人會做。咁所以佢哋得救嘅呢個重擔咧，就加喺我自己嘅身上。
Both of them are in error.
佢哋兩方面都係錯。
The Westminster Confession, chapter 3, point 1 says, God from all eternity ordained whatsoever comes to pass, yet so as not to take away the liberty or contingency of second causes, but rather to establish them.
咁喺西敏寺信仰信条第三章第一问，佢话：上帝从古以先咧决定一切将要成嘅事，没有拦阻，唔会改变嘅。
In other words,
上帝咁样嘅决定咧，亦都不至于使佢因此侵犯受造者嘅意志，且不至于使第二因而丧失佢嘅自由意志。
What does that mean? That means that God's sovereignty actually does not erase our witness; it actually establishes it.
个意思就系咩？神嘅主权咧？并冇去涂抹咗我哋嘅见证，反之咧系建立我哋嘅见证。
Romans 10:14 tells us, "How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher?"
罗马书十章十四节佢话：然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢
？The Lord who decreed who would be added.Also decreed the means by which they were added.
神去定义边一个系被加入呢个人数得救嘅时候咧，佢亦都定义佢哋点样去得救。
You see, brothers and sisters, the early church did not start with an evangelism.
初期嘅教会佢哋建立嘅时候唔系由传福音开始。
They were first bound to Christ in word, sacraments, and prayer.
他们首先是藉着神的话语，藉着圣礼，藉着祈祷，是与基督联合。
And things of heaven overflowed naturally, organically.
然后其他的东西就很自然地在他们的生命里面流出来。
It was the aroma of Christ in his community that added people.
在他们的社群里面，基督的香气去使到人去加给他们。
That organic scent.Of Christ-bound community.
呢个系基督喺佢哋呢啲社福音嘅社群里边系有机嘅俾我哋睇。
Brothers and sisters, in this city of New York, where millions of pilgrims are chasing something none of them can name.
喺今日嘅纽约市，好多好多嘅人，佢哋好似朝圣咁样，但系佢哋揾嘅唔知自己揾紧乜嘢。
The Church of Christ is not called to be cooler.Or even louder, or even slicker, but the church is to be called church.
神的教会，我们被呼召，不是要变得更加酷，更加啊，更加大声，或者是更加啊技巧，而是呢，要成为基督的教会。
The body of Christ.
是基督的身体。
Christ's beautiful bride.
基督的美丽的新妇。
And now that Christ-bound means to be Christ's beautiful bride does not mean that we are now.We're somehow afraid to sit under the word of God.
系与基督去联合，并唔系话我哋要系惊系服喺基督嘅话语下边。
To be fed at the table.
系喺呢个圣餐里边。
To pray through the throne of grace, which were impossible at the time of Old Testament.
同埋喺神嘅宝座面前去祈祷，喺旧约里边呢啲系冇可能。
So Grace Church, at least our church here in Briarwood.
音乐堂，我哋喺呢个社区嘅里边。
We have seen the picture of the first church in Jerusalem for the past two Sundays.
喺过去上个星期日，我哋睇到呢个由耶路撒冷初期教会嘅图画。
The word is preached, the sacraments is shared, and the prayers were rising.
神嘅话语去宣讲，有呢个圣餐，并且祈祷喺当中去出嚟。
And the means of ordinary means of grace that God communicates or changes into a community that is bound to Christ are threefold.
基督所用嘅呢啲嘅恩典嘅渠道，去使佢嘅社群系主基督去联合。
And they were appointed by Christ.
佢哋系被基督用，系藉住基督去建立。
Which means they are available to us every single week.
也即系话每个星期日我哋都可以得到嘅。
In this place.
喺呢一度。
With God's people. So, and this morning, Luke has shown us what flows out of those church, the body of Christ, when the Spirit is at work in His body.
在路加俾我哋睇到喺初期教会，当呢啲当圣灵去到呢啲嘅人当中，有啲乜嘢喺呢个社群里边去流出嚟。
The Word of God is saturated, therefore generosity flows out.
神嘅话语充满咗佢哋嘅当中，以致呢个慷慨就出嚟。
The sacraments are administered, therefore hospitality would flow out.
呢个圣餐系被建被行施行，以致呢个啲人咧就会去亦都去接纳其他人。
And gathered prayers and individual prayers are now enabling worships to flow out.
然后不同嘅祈祷，无论系群体或者个人嘅祈祷，以致呢个崇拜亦都系涌流出嚟。
And that means a few things, and I want to end today with that.
我哋结束嘅时候，我想讲几样嘢。
Number one,
第一
beware of the moralist who would say, "Be more generous, be more hospitable, or try harder."
你小心嗰啲教条主义嘅人，佢话你要多啲嘅慷慨，要捐多啲俾人啊！呢啲做呢啲个做嗰啲。
And number two, be aware of antinomian who says, if it's all grace, I do not need to do anything.
亦都小心嗰啲人讲话如果一切都系靠恩典嘅时候，我唔需要做任何嘅嘢。
James 2 clearly testifies to us, the faith without works is dead.
雅各书第二章已经讲得好清楚，就话信心冇行为咧，信心系死嘅。
Number three,
第三。
Christ has already told you where He will meet you.
基督已经讲咗俾你听，佢会喺边一度去与你相遇。
In His Word, at His table, in His prayers.
喺佢嘅话语，喺佢嘅圣桌，喺佢祈祷嘅里边。
Number four,
第四
means of grace are means and they are not goals.
恩典嘅渠道只系一个渠道，唔系嗰个目标。
Because Christ is our goal.
因为基督先系我哋嘅目标。
The word is given so that the word made flesh would be your one and only Lord.
呢个话语道成肉身，指呢个话语系成为你自己唯一嘅主。
The sacrament, the holy table, is given so that you would feed upon Christ.
呢个圣桌、圣礼已经俾咗我哋，以致我哋能够喺基督里边得到喂养。
Prayers are given to the church so that we would commune with the Father through the Son.
祈祷已经俾咗教会，以致我哋能够去同父神、同圣子、圣灵能够有团契。
And lastly,
最后
，the means of grace mean that the ordinary Sunday is no longer ordinary at all.
恩典嘅渠道已经俾咗我哋，以致一个普通嘅星期日唔再系普通。
When you walk into this church,
当你行入呢个教会
，when the word is opened.
当我打开神的话语
When a brother or sister gathers around you in fellowship,
当弟兄姊妹在你的周围在一起团契的时间
When the bread is given thanks and broken and the cup is poured,
当我们去谢恩去擘饼而去分享这个杯
And when we lift our voices in prayer, we become an extraordinary place where heaven meets the earth.
然后我们去献上我们的祈祷的时候，这个普通的地方不再是普通。
Where God meets men in the mediatorship of Christ.
神和人在藉着耶稣基督作为中保是与上。
Where the temporal foretaste eternal.
我们是暂时的，能够去亲尝了永恒是怎样。
This is the picture of the early church that Luke wants us to see this morning.
这个就是路加想给我们看到初来教会的图画是怎样。
A distinctive community that is bound to the word and sacrament and prayer.
一个特别的群体是藉着神的话语，藉着圣餐，藉着祈祷，去与基督联合。
Organism, Christ's beautiful bride.
是活着的一个基督美丽的身妇。
And certainly then the glory will descend.
然后这个荣耀就会到来。
Because the Lord Himself does the adding.
因为基督已经去做了。
Let us pray.
我们祈祷。
Father in heaven,
天上的主。
You have given us a spirit who not only binds your church to Christ, but sends her out into the world.
你不单只是使教会是与基督去联合，并且差派教会出去世界里面。
Lord, we confess that we have closed our hands when they were supposed to be opened.
主，我们去认罪，因为很多时候我们的手要打开的时候，反之我们将它去紧握。
And we have often closed our doors when you wanted them to open.
当我们的门是需要打开的时候，反之我们将它关上。
And we have come to your table and walked out without thankfulness.
我们来到你的圣桌，然后走出去的时候就没有感恩。
Forgive us, O God.
主啊，赦免我们。
And open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open our doors of our homes and church and our tables.
打开我们家里的门，教会的门。
And open our hearts and mouths in praise with gladness and joy.
打开我们的心，打开我们的口，我们去用赞美声音去。
And open our lives to the neighbor you have placed beside us.
向我们的邻居去敞开我们的生命。
And add to this covenant of grace Presbyterian Church day by day those who are being saved.
去将得救人数天天加期加俾呢个恩约堂。
We ask all of this for your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名义求，阿门。